childcare. It's necessary, but gosh, is it expensive. On Maui, there's a campaign underway to keep a very affordable daycare program for teen moms at a high school operating. The monthly cost to students is $25. Childcare can run close to $1,000. The issue at Maui High is spaces at a premium, and other pressing needs are pushing the program out. Our contributing reporter, Colleen Uechi, talked with us about the very difficult decision administrators are faced with.
Maui High School is, they're one of the most crowded schools on the island, almost 2,000 students, and they're expecting about 640 freshmen in the fall, which the principal says is their biggest class yet. There's this one student who is trying to save the daycare and the teen parents program, which are getting pushed out because there's just not enough room on campus, and the teachers and staff are trying to make hard decisions about what they can keep. So the teen parents program, it's an educational program that teaches pregnant students and new parents, you know, how to care for their children. And the daycare is, there's a couple staff members that take care of children of students throughout the school day. So those two share a large classroom that's kind of separated by a wall. And that classroom is probably going to have to, right now they're thinking of moving it out to make space for the incoming freshmen.
Right. And this community effort to try and get support to have a facility somewhere else on campus, how's that going?
Yeah, I'm not really sure yet what they would like to do. The student that is behind this effort, she sent a lot of letters to the community. She sent out a survey, and she's trying to get feedback from people about what they think could happen. They're hoping maybe someone could donate some money or some space, which is really more the issue here is the space. They don't think that anything could get built, by the DOE in time before the fall, but they're hoping maybe somebody might step in and help them out with that. And the principal said this is why he tried to let them know it's now about 6 months in advance before the new school year is going to come around, so now they have time to kind of figure out what their options are. So that's what they're doing right now in the early stages.
Right, but I know looking at a recent report that was released last year that this couldn't come at a worse time because there's a wait list at a lot of daycare facilities on Maui.
Yeah, that's the hard thing. So I'm not really sure if someone is going to open up the space they already have, or somebody had suggested maybe someone could donate a trailer and refit that so it could accommodate the daycare and the teen parents program. Don't have any definitive answers yet, but yeah, definitely right. There's a lot of space issues going around on island already.
Right, and I know, here on Oahu, they've certainly experimented with the shipping containers for the homeless. Not sure if that's even in the cards for a facility for young children, but certainly lots of questions to think about because the intent of the program is certainly very good, providing parenting skills for young parents.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is a program that they really want to keep. The principal has said this has value, and the former director, I talked to her, and she said this is an important program. And even though the number of students has been going down, back in 2000, there were about 35 students in the program, and now there's usually about 4 or 5 every year, but this year there are 12. So the numbers are going down, and teen pregnancy rates are going down. But the former director said, this program is still very valuable for the students who are in it, and until the teen pregnancy rates are zero, it's still, it still has value to the school. And the student who's trying to save it, she said she probably wouldn't be able to stay in school if she didn't have this program because her parents both work, and so she'd probably have to drop out to find a job to take care of her child. And so this program is, has helped a lot of students stay in school.
Right, and I've seen some of the responses from the community, raising questions about where else could support come from, extended Ohana, but it is a difficult decision, a difficult time when there aren't enough slots to go around for the children of Maui.
Yeah, definitely. And I wish we had more answers at this point. It has, this effort has just recently started, and people have expressed some support already. The student who has sent out these letters, Jada Apollo, she's a junior, and she said she sent out about 400 responses so far, and about 97% of them were positive, and a lot of people had support. And the comments we've gotten on social media as well are people asking how can they help. So this has started a conversation, and even though we don't have any answers right now, I think there are people willing to help, and hopefully we can find something to before the school year is over.
Right. And you had mentioned that there are these facilities at three high schools, and most people probably didn't realize that they existed, but they were there because of a growing need that folks felt needed to be addressed.
Yeah, the schools that they're at are, let's see, it's Maui High School, and then Kapa'a High School and Kona'waena High School, all neighbor islands. And I think, you know, a lot more schools used to have teen parents programs like this before the weighted student formula. That's what the principal and the former director were telling me. They said after we switched over to the weighted student formula, then a lot of principals and schools started reevaluating their needs. And so a lot of these teen parents programs kind of fell by the wayside, if you will.
Right. Very tough decision for the school administrators, knowing the value of that program. But when you have such a large incoming class, it is not an easy decision to make.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some programs also that are getting moved around, such as the special ed program and the testing room. But because those kinds of things are required, the principal said that they're going to find some space for them. The hard thing is because the daycare and teen parents program are required, it might have to get cut just because of that.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens over the next 6 months. Thank you, Colleen, for joining us.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Catherine.
That was Maui News reporter Colleen Uechi highlighting the child care situation on the Valley Isle. You can find a link to Colleen's story for the Maui News on today's edition of the Conversation podcast at hawaiipublicradio.org.